Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a growing sensation taking place.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. Joining me, thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the previous millennia, the last century. His website is gotwords.com. Is that right?
Gotwords.com. That's where to catch me.
And he'll provide, if you got words, he'll provide the milk and the cookies. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. Jeff,
always
as you know,
pleasure.
Folks, is an award-winning journalist and author of three books on being home-based. He operates the Worm Cam for us out here on Main Street. You know, Jeff, one of the things that's fun for me is to go to little gatherings, flea markets, or especially flea markets. I think flea markets probably are the best example. And you see all these little small business owners, all these little shopkeepers, these little booth operators,
right,
with their little homemade stuff, soap or jewelry or whatever, and they're sitting there and they've got all this wonderful stuff that you love because it's so fundamental, you know what I mean? So
right,
earthy.
Right,
it's
right.
It's like they're selling stuff the way people sold stuff, you know, 1,000 years ago in a booth somewhere. Right.
Right? Exactly. Just
and then
the
whip,
corner
and then they whip out what do they call it? The
mobile payments? Like
yeah, the little thing you stick in the end of your phone. There's a one of them's called a what do they call that?
One's called Square. Then
Square. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Square and GoPayment and PayPal has.
So they whip their phone out. They stick this little device inside the end of the phone, and they say, "Give me your credit card, and I'll swipe it."
Yeah, it's not the way they did it in
ka-ching, right?
The crossroads of civilization or 2,000 years ago.
But isn't that wonderful technology for small businesses?
You know what? I got to tell you, Jim, it really is, and what it is allowing from whether you're at a flea market or green market, you know, like a farmer's market around the corner, or you know, imagine for example, you lease a chair at a hair salon, and this is where a lot of these companies are really doing a lot of their business, is they're working with independent contractors or individuals who who otherwise have to either take cash, take a check, or turn down credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of these companies we have you know, like we said, we have things like Square and QuickBooks has their solution. PayPal has a solution. There's a number of different companies out there doing this. And what they're doing is you buy the device, or they'll give you the device, and the service is generally free to have, but they get, as with a credit card, they get a swipe fee. So every time you swipe, they get a fee for the swipe and a percentage of the sale, or just a fee. It depends on, you know, what the rate is and what the negotiated rate is. And what it does is, you know, like imagine you run a salon, or imagine you run an independent business, you're a contractor, or you're an electrician, and you go out to a job. You take a credit card, you take the device, you plug it into the top of your phone, you open up the app, you put in the amount you want to charge, you swipe the credit card, or some of them have chip readers, so you can use the chip that's in a lot of the credit cards now, and then the person reviews the amount. They use their fingernail or fingertip
They push their smartphone at you and say, "Here, sign here."
Sign here. And we've done it at restaurants. And, you know, we've traveled before, for example, up in Canada. In Canada, and a lot of places in Europe, you know, your credit card never leaves your hand. They bring a device to the table for you to swipe. And then you to review and sign, and then you can tap a button if there's gratuity expected. You know, you can tap a button for, you know, 15, 20, 25% if you're feeling especially generous. Or you can put in your own number. And then, oh, would you like a receipt? We can email you a receipt.
Right.
And, you know, that's one of the downsides. A lot of these devices can't print a receipt on site, but they can always email you a PDF or some sort of image of a receipt. And it enables, what this happens is, for a low fee that we couldn't have done a decade ago or even less, for a low fee, you're able to charge customers, or you know, take payments from customers on the fly.
But so many of the customers, and so many of these people who have this capability, so many of them, the customer wouldn't have bought as much if they had to write a check or pay cash for it.
Exactly. You know, but they'll
charge it because they know they can pay it over a couple of months or whatever. I mean, it's really good.
Or they just don't carry cash. They pay their bill in full at the end of the month. But I'm guilty that way where you know I'm.
But it's just such a great, and you know, it's good for remote service providers, people who drive trucks.
Right. Absolutely.
So, folks, I hope you're looking into this. I mean, I'm sure you've seen this, but
We go out and we go like to a food truck at a local corner where they'll have here down here in South Florida, and they have it all around the country. You'll have a food truck gathering. Well, they'll have, you know, whether it might be fajitas or tacos, or they'll have burgers. You know, they all gather in one location, and there might be a band playing, and you gather and you can eat and drink and have some fun, and you're swiping. And, you know, they'll take cash, well, you know, they'll still take that.
My people gave me one of those squares to carry in my briefcase.
Yep.
And I said, what's this? They said, here, this is what you sell a book for.
Yeah.
You use this to sell a book.
Right.
Because they know if I see somebody who doesn't have my book, I'll just give it to them.
Right.
And they want me to charge for it.
Absolutely.
They'd say, take their money. I said, no, I'm going to give it to them.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and there's a lot to be said
for that. I've never used it, but I know it works great. Hey Jeff, I got to wrap it up. I need your website again, please.
GotWords.com or ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Folks, he can help you with your message, whatever it may be. So let Jeff help you. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job.
Always
come back
pleasure.
Soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.